lots of different ways. This morning we've heard the story of Christmas through the carols we've sung. We've heard it through our kids. We've heard it through the Muppets to Bohemian Rhapsody. And now you get to hear it very briefly from me. So the thing that is, the story doesn't change. It doesn't matter how it's told or who's telling it or where they're telling it. The story remains the same. Because it's the story of a creator God loving his creation, loving what he'd made so much that he sent his son into our world to save it. The Apostle John said these words, "God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins." It's an incredible thing, isn't it? We can become blasé to this story, we can hear it over and over and lose the meaning of it. But when you stop and think about it, it really is quite outrageous that Almighty God would send his son into our world to become one of us, to be born as a baby in the most humble of circumstances, to live as a human being just like us, and then to die. To die not for wrongdoing that he'd done, but to die on our behalf for our wrongdoing. He died so that we could be forgiven and we could enjoy new life with God. God sent Jesus into our world so that he could show us what the kingdom of God looks like. He wanted us to know what our world will one day look like when Jesus returns and makes everything right. And I don't know about you, but that is something that I incredibly look forward to. Because when I look around at our world, I see this growing divide between rich and poor. I see inequality and injustice. I see anger and hatred and racism. I see things that are becoming commonplace and accepted in our society, but they are not part of God's kingdom. We even hear political leaders here in Australia and all over the world encouraging people to be afraid, to be suspicious, and that only serves to increase people's selfishness and insecurity. But Jesus came into our world to make a way for people from every nation to know that this isn't how it has to be. To know that they can have a relationship with God, which they were created to have. He invites each one of us to also see and know God through him. To be part of that kingdom community even now, even when it's not quite fulfilled. Even now, even in spite of all the ugliness of our world, when we're in a relationship with God, we're able to enjoy the hope and the peace and the love and the joy that we've been hearing about over recent weeks. In the nativity story that the kids read out, we heard an angel tell some shepherds, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you'll recognise him by this sign. You'll find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." These shepherds were invited to see and to know God through the person of his son, Jesus Christ. But you and I are offered that exact same invitation today. My prayer is that if you haven't accepted this invitation, that this Christmas you'll choose to find out more so that you can understand just what it is that God is offering you through his son Jesus, so that you can experience all of the good that Jesus came to give us. But for those of us who already have accepted that invitation, for those of us who already know God through Jesus, or perhaps have known him in the past, but might not be walking with him at the moment, then my prayer for you is that this Christmas will be a time of joy, that it will be a time of renewed commitment, of renewed relationship, where you're able to see and to know and to celebrate Jesus just like it was for the first time. I'm not going to talk for a long time this morning because we've heard the Christmas story. And we're going to end with a final carol, which is my favourite or second favourite carol, Joy to the World. But before we do that, I want to give everybody here an opportunity to do two things. I want to give you an opportunity to give, but to also receive. And so I'm going to pass around two Christmas boxes, one down each side, and invite everybody to take something out of the box, or that big one. It's filled with different things for you to hang on your Christmas tree, or if you don't have a Christmas tree, hang them off a mirror, hang them off a window, hang them off somewhere so that when you see that, you're reminded of the precious gift that God gave to us in Jesus. That's what we're giving, that's what we're receiving. But Christmas is also a time to give. And so I want to give you an opportunity to be generous and to give this Christmas. I'm going to pass around two bags, and I'm going to encourage you to put some money in those bags. This money doesn't go to our church. It's money for us to be able to give to families who don't get to enjoy Christmas as we do. It's a way for us to be able to contribute to families who aren't able to enjoy all of the benefits that we do. If you haven't come prepared to give, that's fine, but I'll pass those bags around. So we're going to have our final song just in a moment. And then if you'd like to, there's some morning tea at the back. You're very welcome to stay for some morning tea. And then if you have no plans for lunch, you are very welcome to come and join McGowan's for lunch. Come and see me afterwards and I can give you the address. I think there's about 20 of us so far, so you are very welcome to come and join us for lunch.